Buongiorno. Good morning. I am happy and proud to be with you today in the Republic of Texas. I like this. I've been desiring to be with you for so many years because I believe that when we see face to face into the eyes, things changed. I cannot but remember the moment in which Paul, coming into my city, coming into Rome, and when he saw with his eyes the brethren that came about 40 miles from Rome to the place where he met those brethren, the Bible says when he saw them, he took courage. If the Apostle Paul, that is a comparison to us, a giant of the faith, of the defense of the gospel, the monument of what it does mean to change his life after meeting the Lord, needed to take courage, I don't know. Imagine us, how much we need to see each other, to understand better the feeling that we share in the Lord and the fellowship that we have in His work. I bring the greetings of the brothers and sisters of Rome. I grew up in that church from the very beginning, but then my life took some other directions. I studied in the United States. I've been 2 years at the Florida College. My English was much better. I'm sorry. Be patient with me. Then I went back to Italy with my wife Antonella. And I went northeast. I left Rome. For Romans, to leave Rome is like for Texans to leave Texas. Big sacrifice. So I left Rome, going in the northeast. My wife and I established at the time, I'm talking about 1980, the church in Udine. I know that you are supporting one of the preachers. I baptized Valerio Marchi. And after 10 years, I left Udine and finally I came back home to Rome. And I have been working with several churches in the area, but in 2001, the church in Via Sannio invited me to take care of the local work. My father decided to dedicate his life to other things that you will see now in the presentation that I prepared. There were about 16, 17 people needed to be encouraged and strengthened, and my wife and I, my family, started to work at that time with these brethren. Now we have an attendance of about 40 people, but the number is not really what it matters. Important is the quality of the work that we are trying to do. And I bring the greetings of these brothers and sisters. Sometimes we often say brethren, it seems almost to forget the sisters, but I learned after 32 years of preaching the column of the churches are the women. Even though they are silent, even though they do a obscure work, but that is the power of many churches that I have met in my experience. So my brothers and sisters send their greetings. They know very well that they should support my work economically. And I like to say, with all my conviction, that we are doing our best through teaching, through examples, through exhortations, to reach a moment in which we will be able to support our preachers in autonomy and independence, as the Bible for me teaches. We are working, but we are not yet able to do this. So they want to thank you for supporting my work, things I think that they should do on your place. and they will ask you to be patient. We will do our best to reach the moment that I said, the autonomy of this church in this work, this log preaching work. I brought with me my uncle Alberto. He was baptized in 1949 after my father. My father was, this is what he says, I was not born yet. He says to have been the first Italian to be baptized. And I think it's true. Because he was the first that met them, the first American preachers that came to Italy after the war. Many of them were soldiers during the war and came to bring not weapons, not bombs, but the gospel, which is another form of dynamite, but much better for our soul and for our life. So my father met the first ones, and he became Christian among many, many sufferings. I've been listening to a wonderful teaching during the Bible class about revelation, tribulation, problems, difficulties. My father felt this together with my uncle. I just want to remind you that when he got married with my mother, that was the first time that in his little town, Frascati, by Rome, was performed a wedding with no priest around. I mean, not a Catholic religious wedding. Nobody knew how to perform it. And when they came out of the office, of the buildings in the city hall of Frascati, some of them injured them, throwing stone, saying bad things to them. So it's been a big scandal for them to do something like this. It was a provocation of the traditions of the town. In that town, Frascati, they had popes, cardinals, and so on. And to have popes and priests and cardinals and in a town in Italy, also today, it is a sort of proudness that goes beyond every imagination for you. Catholic Church is at the center of the cities, at the center of our political decision, is at the center of the daily life of Italians. We are visiting, I know, I knew because I've been in the States sometimes, but for my uncle Alberto, it's the first time. We drove miles and miles in Tennessee, in the United States, and we are seeing churches and churches and churches, different denominations, different churches of Christ also. But he asked me, where are the Catholic churches? We are used to have Catholic symbols and churches about everywhere down in our streets. And this gives you the idea of what is the different nature of our countries. So, I'm happy for Alberto to have this opportunity, as his dream was to meet you and the brethren in Italy, in the United States. So, for me, it's a great pleasure to have helped him to do this before his life will go. He's 86 years old. He likes American food. He says that it's not true that you don't know how to eat. This is what the Italians say. Prejudice, we were saying before. He never left the plate with something on it. He just cleaned it up. And I'm very happy for him. It's a reward for his serving life along many years. I want to tell you also, before going to the presentation, I did not come, and this is for me, believe me, preachers understand what I'm saying. I did not come for the first time of my life to ask for support, so for money. for me it's a great blessing this. I came just to share with you about the work, not money. It's not a problem. God is providing everything through brothers and sisters like you. I came to share with you my local work. I had the blessing by the Lord some years ago to understand perfectly the difference between preachers that do local work and preachers that like to put their feet in other congregations and places. I have done it without knowing, through many ways, through many channels. I learned to do the local work. This is what I'm going to talk to you about today. I will be speaking about the work in Via Sannio, Rome, Italy, not about the Lord's work in Italy, because I really don't know what in other churches they teach. I hope for them that they will be teaching the sound doctrine of the Lord, but I really cannot be among them, so I cannot be responsible of what is happening in Italy. So the work in Via Sannio. I hope it does. Okay. As an introduction, I want to say that the church in Via Sannio was born in 1957. I hope brief comments about this work will help you to have a better understanding of the different nature of Italy and America. To preach in Italy is different than to preach in America. Obviously, the gospel is the same. Gospel in Italy, gospel in America. But the people are different. And if I understood correctly the Bible so far, when Paul says that he made himself Gentiles with the Gentiles and Jews with the Jews, it means that we must understand something that is connected to the culture of the situation that in life may happen. If I understood correctly the Bible, when the first Christian Jews that flee from Jerusalem and went to Antioch began to talk also to the Gentiles, to the Greeks, and the first Gentile, really, church as Antioch grew up, was born, the Jerusalem church, learning about this strange situation, sent Barnabas. The Jerusalem church did not send James, Peter, or other apostles. They sent the best they have to understand what really was going on from a cultural standpoint. Because Barnabas was from Cyprus. He was from those places. He knew the language, he knew the traditions, he knew all. He could have considered to evaluate and to judge perfectly that work without creating problems of prejudice or the temptation to bring to Antioch the mentality of Jerusalem. Many American preachers, but also some from Europe, committed the mistake in Italy to bring American principles in Italy, which is impossible to do. Sometimes also among us, we must consider this, because when I go and preach in Sicily, sometimes I go in Syracuse, where Paul, in his way reaching to Rome, stopped, I must strive to become a little Sicilian, because they have another way of thinking on things. So I hope that this lesson will create a better understanding so we can you can understand better my reports, so we can make together wise decisions. Because when I preach the gospel in Rome, you are preaching with me. This is fellowship, if I understood the Bible correctly. When Paul went in his missionary tours of preaching the gospel, the Antioch church was behind him. They were not present, but they were with the prayer, with the thoughts, with the principle, with the support, not just economically, but morally, spiritually. So what we are doing together in Rome, I like to put the question in this matter, must be surrounded by the best understanding that we can create. This is why I'm here. So, speaking about my local work, comprehension, the different nature of our city. Oh, I didn't see. The screen is just right here behind. I'm not really used to all this technology, but I like it. The church in Viesagno was born in 1957. I was 4 at the time, so I remember very little things. The church went through many moments of spiritual joy, but many other moments of great discouragement because of problems. We were talking in the class about problems in the church, reading on Revelation 2 the letters sent to the 7 churches. Another thing that I learned in my 32 years of preaching is that, maybe this is something that some of you will not like it or would sound strange, but this is my experience, so I tell you. I never met churches without problems in those 32 years. It seems to me that without problems we cannot grow. Seems to me that a sound church is the church with problems. When we say that the church is perfect, we don't have any fussing, no discussion, no controversy, no debates, nothing, I think that we don't want to see the problems. Some churches do this. They don't want to face the problems, so they say everything is fine, smooth, simple, sound. I am glad that we have problems, because through the problems we can grow. The matter is that with problems caused by us, not by the Lord. The Lord Church in a spiritual universal sense is perfect. He made everything perfect for us, and we know. But since we are brothers and sisters, men and women, we may create problems due to our unableness to grow, due to our proud, due to our superficial attitude sometimes. We take things for granted. In Italy too, not just in America, in the United States. See, this building is wonderful. The classroom, the teaching, the people, the elders that you have, the opportunity that you have to grow in knowledge of the gospel. I see many young faces. I know that you are taking this for granted. I know perfectly. Because it's obvious, it's naturally. You grew up like this. You did not see others. Reality. So this is the church for you. But I want to tell you, this is not so in the world. So this feeling of taking things for granted creates our problems. So churches without problems are not really true churches to me. We have problems, but we want to solve them. This is the problem. This is the beauty of being church. To be different in characters, in knowledge, in culture, in in mentality, but to became one thing, being so complicated, each one of us. This is the power of the gospel. We meet, some of you have visited us, in a very strategic location of the city of Rome. Downtown, 10 minutes walking to Colosseum, 10 minutes from all the historical sites. We are a few minutes from one important metro station in Rome. People can reach us from north, south, west and east easily through this transportation metro. And this is important when we preach the gospel, the location of where people can reach us. We have many programs of reaching people, like flyers that we deliver. I have for you, if you want, at the end of the worship, some copies of this, so you can see materially how they look like. The gospel meetings, especially, we are trying to work on our own literature. This is a little spot that I want to dedicate to my father, Sandro Corazza. Those are the commentaries that he is preparing, that they are already printed and bounded. It's the True Life, True Series commentary. I don't remember now what is the series in here. But brethren as L.A. Stauffer, Colley Caldwell, Mike Willis, or David King, Ferrell Jenkins, Bob R. Kreider, another good Texan, wrote this. We do not have literature taking things for granted, we were saying before. We are building our literature, things that can be useful for next generation of Christians, because we must work in churches now in order for these churches to be churches along the years to come. Otherwise, we miss the point. We lose the long perspective of being Christian. So we want to give to a next generation of Christians the elements, the instruments to grow in a better knowledge, completed knowledge. My father is doing this. We print this, we copy, Alberto makes the copies of it. Sometimes when we have resource, we go to the printing shop to save some personal work and to make them look better. This is just a specific of these commentaries. My father added, besides the translation, he thinks to fix them up, to correct them. I'm joking. Three different translations. You can see the San Paolo edition, which is Catholic, the Nuova Diodati, which is a Protestant. Diodati was a studios of the 17th century, and the revised version of the Diodati, a sort of King James and American standard for you. We have only this in Italy, a Catholic and two, let's say, Protestant versions. People in Italy think, when we talk about the gospel, that we of the Church of Christ printed, made up the personal Bible. We, you know, wrote the Bible ourselves. We made the differences. This is such an ignorance about the text in Italy that bring people to say things like this. So we put all the versions so they don't have any excuse to read the Bible and trying to understand. And on top, you can see the Greek, the New Testament Greek. To me, this is very good. I think the chorus appreciate this very much. It's a well-done job. And we give this commentary free. It's not a business that we are doing. It's not a bookstore. We give this free to young brothers that obviously required, We don't go among churches doing marketing, promote offerings. If you ask me, I'll give you the commentary. People know that we have it, and we are helping some to study and read the Bible in a better way. This is David Tomley. When he was coming, my father was explaining his work. My father is 85 years old, but he's in good shape. And I thank the Lord for his possibility still to do this. He works every day home in front of the computer. I taught him to use three programs, because at 85 years old, you can learn three programs. At least the Italians that never used computer before. He knows what he must do to keep on this work. My mother and my father, my family, some of the pictures now. Valeria, she's 28. Paolo is 27. Antonella, will not say. I will not say. Paolo is working in Bologna. They're both Christians. He is a flight attendant for the Ryanair company. I hope he will be moving back to Rome so we can stay closer in the Lord, so he will have a better opportunity to attend churches. He comes once in a while down. Valeria is still home with us. They're both singles. So, guys and girls, you have a good job here. So help me, Antonella, to kick them out. We thank the Lord for them. They're good kids. Some of us meeting together. This is Marco. I think you met this boy some years ago. He was 18, 19. Non-Christian. He's a Christian. He's our song leader. He is growing very, very well in taking their responsibility. He's 25 now. This is where I took this picture 3 weeks ago, when we prepare the lessons that he's going to teach on my place for the Bible class on Sunday. The first time. He's going to teach. Today's the second Sunday that he will do this. The first, I was told, went very well. The first time that he taught something like this. Maybe for you is normal this. For us, it's not normal. For me, it's a great sign of the power of the gospel when I see a young people like Marco growing so fast with the Lord, together with the Lord. This is a very the proof to me that the gospel is powerful, because it can change the life in a concrete way of each one of us. Our meeting place, this is our entrance with a board inviting people to come. On the back we have our baptistry and so on. Preaching in Rome, it means to consider that this city culturally came from paganism to what is called Christianity. This is an example of what I'm talking about. See the sixth column in front, where are what is remained of the Antonino Pio temple, emperor in 138 AD. Do you see the church of San Lorenzo and Miranda on back? This is a good way to show you that in Italy we are still pagan in substance. Italians are still in the paganism. This is why Catholicism, our state religion, consider they take money from the income taxes. They teach Catholic lessons in the public schools. My children, when the priest came in, they had to go out of the classroom, the only one. In classroom of 25, 27, 24 kids, imagine I stand up and go away because of what? Because the priest had the Catholic religion class. Something that in Italy would create a revolution. I know this. From a political standpoint, nobody can do this in the United States. In Italy, all this is possible. Everything, they can do it. Also, look at this also slide. This is the Massenzio Basilica. Massenzio was a general in the 4th century. He fought against Constantino and lost at the Battle of Ponte Milvio in Rome. This was his basilica. Consider the term. Romans used basilica, pontifex. Il pontefice, the pontifex, was the emperor. Ponte means bridge. The bridge between man and God was the emperor. So the Catholic Church used now the pontefice, the pope, using also these terms in a very pagan way. This was the Basilica of Massenzio with a reconstruction of some historians and archaeologists. Very beautiful, with the statue of the general in front. Look at now, it comes, this is St. Peter inside. Same dimension, same divisions, same structure, they just changed the names. The idea is the same, also from an archaeologist's point of view. Catholicism has rooted into our society. This is why we don't grow as we wish. This is why we don't baptize as often as we would like for the soul of people. This is the Trajan column. Trajan was an emperor, 2nd century. This column says the things about the conquering of the Dacians. There was the statue of the emperor on top, and Catholic Church took the statue of Trajan away. They put St. Peter. What for them is St. Peter. Imagine the power to do something like this with the indifference of everyone. Oh, this is the Colosseum, the center of civilization, we like to think. They placed the cross. There are crosses inside the main entrance of Colosseum that if you kiss and touch these two crosses in marble, you earn indulgences in purgatory. And if you come to Rome and visit with us, I will bring you there. And you will see Chinese, Japanese, Americans, Europeans, Middle East, everyone online touching and doing. As a scaramantic. Do you understand scaramantic? No. This is also pagan, a wish for good. I mean, something like this. This is Rome. St. Peter, the right foot of this statue that was original into the Pantheon in Rome and dedicated to Jupiter, a pagan god, has been taken and brought into St. Peter. Now it's St. Peter, it's no more Jupiter, changing names, we were saying. And this is worn out, replaced several times for the kisses and touches and caresses that people online also here do to this statue. What are we talking about? We are talking about the deepest ignorance of everything in the world. This is St. John in Lateran, 5 minutes walking from our meeting place. The holy steps. People think that these are the steps that Jesus walked, going in front of Pilate. And this is a man on knee, going up and then down to earn indulgences in purgatory. Terrible. By grace received, you have an accident, you don't die in the car. In a motorcycle, you go here, you place your tag, thanking Mary, the mother of Jesus, for the miracle. This is the idea of the Italians, 99%. So, Bible ignorance, immorality, corruption, a sense of giving up, in every sense of the world. And my exhortation at the end of this lesson is that often I feel like being at Noah's time. I'm serious about this. Remember, Noah was trying to build an ark where there was no water. But he did it because he decided in his life to invest in the Lord. Sometimes we are like Noah. We feel, we understand Noah's times. We are trying to build a church where there is no need of it. They have the church. Italy has the church. The church in a very universal sense. Sometimes we are discouraged, and my appeal is to continue to have patience with us, with this local work made by native. Curtis was mentioning about the success of this Italian work, if we can say success this. It's because it's made by Italians. This is why. It's made by people that understand the culture, that decided to face a difficult society in which everything is against you. Everything you do, it seems that it becomes the opposite. We are working, as I told you, toward autonomy, and I ask you your prayers, because if I understood the Bible correctly, it seems to me that the prayer of a righteous is a power mean of blessings. So continue to pray for us, to think about us, and come and visit with us. Because when you see things, when you touch things with your hands, when you consider the reality in front of you, the understanding opens up. You are another person. You are another person. Like Alberto, I've been told him, also my father, about the American brother, how dedicated they are, how deep is the love they have for the Lord. But now he's telling me, one thing is when you say this, now it's another page of my life. I turn a page. It's another story. Now he can see with his eyes. Come and see us. Curis, take a tour over. Bring some of them so we can work together in a much better way. If someone here is not yet a Christian, he doesn't still have this great privilege that can change life in every sense of the word, consider this opportunity. It is not just a formal saying, the invitation moment. It is a real moment. It is a real opportunity. And sometimes opportunity comes, goes, sometimes come back, some others don't. Today we can do, you can do something that maybe tomorrow will not be possible for many reasons. So consider this and willingly accept the Lord while we sing the song that has been selected for the invitation.